It is a Playhouse Flush, the Format Friday, 1-94-0, Jamie, Amy K, Group Therapy, not too far on the show. Your Flusher picks all morning long. Look at this one this morning, and it's kind of sad, actually, but one of the first things people apparently size up and try to imagine themselves having a future with somebody when they meet a romantic interest, potential romantic interest, is the person's job, their career. They imagine themselves telling their friends and family what the person does for a living. They imagine where a career like that might lead them. So in honor of that, I guess we'll pose the question, is there a job that would be a turnoff to you? I would argue that if somebody's got a good, honest living and they're hard working, that should matter to you than more than what they're actually doing. But is there a job, if you're being honest, that might be a turnoff to you? I guess if I'd met a taxidermist and she'd been like, do you want to come see all the squirrels I stuffed? Then maybe that might not be for me. That's about the only one I can come up with.
I also think if you were like seeing a taxidermist, their house would just be full of all these animals.
Their creation.
Look at all my work.
Yeah, that's the only one where I was like, that might weird me out. And I guess I thought of that because wasn't it just a season? It wasn't too many seasons ago on The Bachelor. There was that taxidermist girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, she creeped me out. She gave me the heebie-jeebies. I didn't like that. And now if you are one of the, I'm sure, many Playhouse family members that is a taxidermist, I love you and I appreciate you listening. We just couldn't have a future together. Sorry. The fact that I'm married also would have gotten in the way.
That's probably true.
Yeah. So there's a few obstacles between us and our taxidermy love. Is there a job that comes to mind you probably couldn't have maybe dated that person?
Anybody who is like has to do with like video game testing or video game creations or just anybody who...
I think they'd make a lot of money.
I don't think that they would, and I don't think that, well, maybe a little bit at a time, but I think it takes a long time to get there. Or like anybody who has like trying to make money on like a Twitch account or something like that. I am just not a big fan of video games, and it's fine if you like are playing it, but if you're playing it as like your job and you're thinking like one day this is where you're going to make millions of dollars, I don't like that, and I find that a huge turnoff.
Do you think people who like have the Twitch accounts and they're making money and playing video games, like, and that's how, that's is their job, or even like you said, people who work with video games, that's what they're doing for their job, and then do they come home and then play more video games in their leisure time?
It's hard to say. I suppose it's their passion. They probably do.
Like, I think if you go on like Twitch, there's probably maybe 100 of the top people in the world that get paid a decent amount of money. Maybe some that get paid the top, like 10 that get paid millions, but all these like little guys that are trying to make it work, I don't think that they can.
Yeah, I guess I'm confused by the whole market for paying people to watch. I don't get it either. I don't watch you play. If I want to play, I'll just play myself. I don't need to watch you play video games. What a weird thing to pay somebody to do.
Or even like my mom's, her friend's daughter is a video game tester. Her salary is over $200,000 a year, which is crazy. But she's like the one in a million chance. So I don't want to, like, maybe if you already have that career and you're making that much money, then I'd be interested in you. But if you're trying to work your way up to it and you don't have that amount of money, not interested.
Then I'm not interested. You literally are saying you're only interested in them because they have a lot of money.
Is that, I guess, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's not with no broke to broke. So, you know, not saying she's a gold digger. But let's be honest.
Yeah, I think that's it. Mm-hmm.
So you have expectations, lines, and boundaries in life, but really they can all be wiped away with the right amount of money.
Well, they made that much money.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Is there a job, a profession, where if they had it, you'd honestly, you maybe wouldn't be interested anymore? Hello.
I dated a guy a few years ago that worked at KFC, but no matter how many showers he took, all I ever smelled was fried chicken. And after a while, that's actually part of the reason we broke up. There's nothing sexy about spooning and cuddling with a giant piece of fried chicken.
I disagree. I'm aroused just thinking about it.
I was just going to say, there's nothing that's turning us off of that.
It's finger licking good indeed. Do you get a little hot in here? And turn on the AC. Wooey. You seen some texted jobs I maybe couldn't date?
Yeah, somebody said doctor would be a job I wouldn't want to date. The hours, the stress, definitely not worth it. Someone said I would not date a lawyer. Did it for a few years. Really liked him in the beginning, but I also felt that they were very deceiving and very conceited. Definitely staying away from anybody in that line of work. Somebody else said I wouldn't want to date an esthetician. I dated this girl in college, and she was always picking me apart. I was always so insecure of what I looked like.
I would like that.
They would want to fix you all the time.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you'd always look your best, I suppose.
That
yeah.
is true.
Always look pretty good. Is there a job where you would actually probably find it a little less attractive? If they had this job, you might not want to date them. 7:21 in the morning, but we're curious. At 237, it's text 35270. It's a Flush Format Friday, by the way, with Derulo. It's Don't Want to Go Home. 194.
Jason Derulo. Check that out. What they plan, that's my song.
It's Playhouse 194, Flush the Format Friday. So apparently, one of the first things people are sizing up when they're like, is this person a romantic interest to me? Is what the person does for a living, which seems kind of sad, because if you like them, you like them. But it's fact of life. That's just something people are doing. So what is a job where you think if somebody had it, it might be a turnoff to you? And we are seeing quite a few come in.
Yeah, and actually some of these I'm like, oh, I feel like I'd like that. Somebody said anyone in construction or manual labor, I'm just more attracted to the clean cut look. I would argue that, well, I like both, but I like dirty hands. Yeah.
Every day this week. Every day. We talked about how you just get all hot and bothered with a guy with dirty fingers.
Do you guys know how, like, don't they say your phone has, like, a microphone and it picks up what you're talking about and then you'll see targeted ads or whatever? I have been seeing targeted ads for soap to remove grease on your hands. It was, like, on Amazon. I'm like, what are these? I don't need these.
Yeah, that is kind of, I suppose, you always got your phone right next to Jamie there. It's starting to, it's targeting you like you're Jamie.
Probably. I was going to screenshot it to her last night and send her and be like, you clearly don't want this in your life. But I was like, it's all over my Facebook. Soap to remove grease.
It's funny, though, because it obviously didn't listen very clearly because you wouldn't want to remove it, right?
No.
You'd want it to stay based off the story you're telling. So what's that job you might find not attractive? Hello.
Yeah, that's super easy because one of my friends is dating a guy like this. I could never date someone who worked in a funeral home, like with dead people. Like if they worked in a morgue or something like that, or they're, you know, what is it, a mortician? Ugh. I'm just like, really? Doesn't he smell like formaldehyde? Just no.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose that not everybody would want to, and you probably wouldn't want to necessarily visit him at work, surprise him at work with like lunch or something.
That is true.
Yeah, that would.
And I feel like it would be so depressing. Like, how was work today? Oh, another dead body.
Yeah. That seems depressing. It takes a special person probably to be able to do that. Not everybody be able to be with someone like that, I suppose. Was there any other jobs that came in?
Yeah, somebody said pilot or a trucker. They'd be gone all the time on that same kind of thing as a flight attendant. I actually used to date one, really liked the girl, but she was gone all the time. I also feel that there's something about not really being faithful when you're in that line of work. I'm not saying like all pilots cheat, but I think when you're on the road a lot, you know, you have.
Well, technically they're not on the road.
They're in the sky.
Yeah. In the sky a lot.
They're pilots.
You're staying in hotel rooms all the time. There is the possibility that it's.
They have the opportunity.
Yeah. And like pilots are so hot, so.
Boy, there are a lot of stereotypes coming from that end of the room today. Just
they are.
Dropping them left and right today. So, just so we're clear, all pilots cheat and they're all super attractive, which is probably why they cheat. This is my Jamie impression.
I'm not saying they all cheat, but a good portion.
So, you're not saying they all cheat, but you are saying they're all hot.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got the bullet points right on that one. Hey, group therapy in a couple of minutes. First initial H and the voice changer wants to throw something your way in a moment. It is Flush the Format Friday, 7:28 in the morning. Ace of Base, all that she wants.